Tucked away off Main Street in Clarence, not far from Transit Road, are the offices of Western New York Heroes Incorporated. There, Eric Hutchison serves as a caseworker.
In general, Western New York Heroes provides assistance to our local veterans right here in Western New York, and we provide many different programs. One is a financial assistance to veterans that are having a hard time paying their rent or mortgage, and utilities. We also have a service dog program called Positive for Heroes, which helps combat veterans with things such as PTSD, anxiety, depression, TBI.
They also have a program known as Little Heroes, created to provide financial assistance for children in military families, allowing them to enjoy programs they may not necessarily be able to afford while a parent is away on active duty. Military families with children ages 2 to 18 may apply for a once-a-year grant for up to $250 that may be applied to qualifying programs. Lynn Magistrale, program coordinator for Western New York Heroes, Inc., says among the things families may do with the grant money is purchase sports equipment or uniforms for school programs.
It doesn't just resort down to the baseball, football, and traditional sports. We also include horseback riding, Girl Scouts. We just helped fund a football camp for one of the children.
They may also purchase musical instruments and uniforms for school orchestras and concert bands. Taekwondo, gymnastics, and dance academy lessons are also acceptable. So too are programs for younger children, such as roly-polies. And also a program known as Music with Mayor. WBFO paid a visit to a Music with Mayor session as it was happening in the town of Clarence.
I didn't even know that we were on the radar as a program, and I love that we are.
Katie Webster is a longtime instructor and the owner of Mr. Froggy's Friends, which manages local Music with Mayor sessions.
We use music to teach. We're not necessarily a music class, but we use music to teach those young children a lot of basic skills. We work on fine motor and gross motor and cognitive skills. We work on speech, and there's just so much that you can teach through music that we see so much growth in our students throughout the years coming with their families.
Keeping a sense of normalcy is important for children of active military, as Magistrale explained.
It's definitely giving them some motivation to keep on going, and it's rewarding as well, which is something that they may need because they're at home and feeling sad and missing mom or dad. They're able to get out and forget it for a little while. Of course, mom and dad's always going to be in the back of their mind, but they're able to put that aside and play with friends their age and grow.
And as Magistrale added, the grant program makes it easier for many parents to avoid having to say no to their children. However, those who are awarded grants may not use the money for medical expenses, child support payments, private school tuitions, or entertainment, such as amusement parks, sporting events, concerts, mini golf, or video games. And sometimes, Magistrale admits, the program has to say no to applicants who simply don't meet the guidelines.
We like to say that we will 100% be able to help all of our veterans. Unfortunately, there are times that we can't, but we can assure them that we'll be able to refer them out to another agency that we potentially work closely with if we do have to have that hard conversation with telling them that they do not qualify.
Katie Webster was asked if there were, to the best of her knowledge, any military families now attending Music with Mayor.
I do know that in the past I have had military families. At this point, I'm not certain if I have any that come to class, but I would absolutely welcome anyone to come to our classes.
Webster will also, from time to time, bring a session to the VA hospital in Buffalo to let children interact with patients and residents. In the meantime, another program for which Little Heroes allows the use of grants is a summer camp specifically for children of current military personnel. It's known as Operation Purple Camp, and that gets underway next week locally in Angola. More information on the Little Heroes program is available on Western New York Heroes website, wnyheroes.org. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.